you will enjoy your 20s. They are perhaps your most noble years. You will quit that job you've already grown to hate, and one day, on a simple whim, you will hitchhike to Mars, traveling through the outer constellations with outlaws and revolutionaries. You will start protesting against corporate slavery, and eventually, with your friends, help to bring down the regime. You will speak, and people will listen. They will ask you for advice, and they will ask you to fight. Always to fight. You'll meet Diana on the eve of your 29th birthday, and it will be instantaneous. You make love in the Great Canyons underneath passing meteor showers. She falls pregnant, and against your better judgment, you will travel back to Earth to remarry and make it legal. You do it for her, of course. You are both happy. She gives birth to your daughter, and there is a time, just a moment, really, where everything is good. 2 years later, Diana's parents are killed by corporate assassins. It turns out they were after you. By the time the bank wars start, she's already hooked on stardust, and you suspect she is cheating on you with numerous virtual lovers. You send your daughter to live with her uncle. You never see her again. Her name was Marissa. You are angry at everything, so you enlist. You fight the banks for 7 long years. They win, you lose. Eventually, you return to Mars and get hooked on stardust. You hear rumors about Diana being sold into the underground. You try your best to forget her. The drugs help. They always help. For countless years, you work the black markets of Neptune and help the corporations restore slavery to the entire sector. You become a valuable asset and are well compensated. An old friend tries to kill you. You let him live. Barely. You're an old man, and you travel back to Earth, this time with corporate sponsorship. You buy a house in the Eastern Province, as well as your old home with Diana. From time to time, you visit it, slowly restoring it to its former state. You find an old picture of the three of you hidden behind some cracked wallpaper. Just a tiny memory. You stare at it every day to remind yourself. You spend the last of your money receiving treatment for your decades of drug abuse. Your body is clean. You will live longer now. You deserve to live longer. Dying is too easy. Eventually, you move into your old home. Every inch of its being is a memory, and you're trapped in it. You spend the days second-guessing every decision, redoing it all in your mind over and over. Undo, redo, repeat. I can't tell you what to do. Your fate is already sealed, and it is ours to share. Together. See you tomorrow.